Just a little bit of...
Can you hear?
Just a little bit of background before we play the follow-up conversation. We believe the Your Highness, the reference is to the Crown Prince of UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. So this is a conversation between the former Prime Minister with the Crown Prince of UAE. And I'm going to play the second, the follow-up conversation.
Yes. How are you? Ready for the speak with the Highness?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ready, okay.
I'm ready, yeah. I'm ready, yeah.
Speak up.
Mr. Prime Minister, apologize to be late.
You're very prompt, not to worry, Your Highness.
No, not at all. Mr. Prime Minister, I have consulted my guys here, and I'm fine on Sunday, but the catch is to do it. If this visit leak, it will be unproductive for you and for me. So I try to find another solution. Mr. Prime Minister Khaldun has the full authority from me, and I really genuinely want to find a solution for this problem.
Okay.
I think it's very important that somebody meet him. If the deal is fine with you and fine with us, I think we should go for it. I don't want to push this anymore. It's in our both interest, Mr. Prime Minister, to solve it.
Yes, it is our mutual interest, Your Highness. Yeah.
Yes.
So you don't think I should fly over? You think people will know about it?
I think people will just know about it, yes.
I see. But we really need to resolve this
issue. I can let him come there.
You want Khaldun to come here?
I think Khaldun can come there, Mr. Prime Minister, and or when, your minister can come. And
when can Khaldun come here?
I will call him now. He's in California in a visit, but I can let him snap and shoot from there.
I also have this personal request, Your Highness.
Yes.
That relates to Reza, you know, my son.
Yes.
And his movie. You see, the problem is relatively small. If there can be an agreement with Sheikh Mansour to have a loan agreement signed, and he will pay back according to the schedule, that will show that it's a legitimate, what do you call, financing package. It's not money laundering, you see. At the moment, he's under a bit of pressure in America. And we're worried about him in case they make him the scapegoat, you see. I would appreciate once the big package is looks positive, we can find a solution, I believe. I would appreciate if that agreement can be signed quickly with Sheikh Mansour or whoever is designated by Sheikh Mansour, so that he can begin to pay back. He's paid back some. He continues to pay back, so that it would appear as a legitimate loan agreement, which it is, you see. Because when he received it, he the banks cleared the source of money, so he was not aware at all where it came from, you see. So I don't want him to be a victim when he was totally unaware about the source of money. He genuinely believed it was from Abba and under the instruction of Sheikh Mansour, you see. And also, remember, Your Highness also talked about helping him when he was when we were in Abu Dhabi. So
never we want anything to happen to him.
That's right. So I need that agreement to be sorted out quickly, Your Highness. That's my special request. As soon as possible. You know, I mean, if Monday or Tuesday, we need to have that agreement signed. Can you suggest how we can do that?
I will do what I can now, Mr. Prime Minister, and I promise you, if it is in my power, I will do the best. I understand this is your son, and I really don't want to
protect him. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Because he's totally innocent. All he wanted was to make movies, and there was an offer of loan from, you know, Sheman, so your side from ABBA. And also you mentioned it when we were at lunch, remember, in the restaurant, about supporting him. So he thought everything was fine, you see. Now they're trying to connect him with one NDB's money, which is totally came as a shock to him, you see.
We will work with Mr. Prime Minister, inshallah.
But time is of the essence, Your Highness. We cannot leave it a day longer because, you know, you don't want the Department of Justice to suddenly move against him, is it?
And beginning with the new Prashala commissions, that some I promise you I'll move that to myself.
Thank you, Your Highness. Well, how do we, where do we go from here then? I mean, he's got all the documents with him.
Let me call from him, Mr. Prime Minister, right now, and okay. I will see how we can. I will let him to call your man and see how they can arrange a meeting immediately.
He's got the number of Amhari number.
Yes. Yeah.
If we can call Amhari straight away, and then can we work out how we can resolve it?
Mr. Prime Minister, believe me, I want to finish this. This is bad, and I don't want to happen.
Thank you, Your Highness. This is very bad. It is very serious. It could lead to something very, very unforeseen and catastrophic for me, for our government, and also for you on your side. It is to our mutual interest that we, you know, being so close, we need to resolve this. It's not something which is not impossible. It's something which is actually within our means to resolve it.
I agree.
So I'll, what do you want me to do, Your Highness? Just,
Call Amhari, Mr. Prime Minister, can you listen?
Call Amhari?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. I will alert Amhari straight away, Your Highness. Yeah?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Yes.
How are you? Ready for the speak?
Okay. Sorry. The person by the name of Khaldun refers to Khaldun. Sorry. When they are mentioning the name Khaldun, it refers to Khaldun Al Mubarak, which is the chief executive of Mubadala Development Company, MDC. Khaldun, just for background info, has connection with the 1MDB when Malaysia was almost dragged to the arbitration, international arbitration court, when 1MDB failed to pay its bond that was guaranteed by IPIC. So just for your background knowledge. Sheikh Khalifa refers to Khalifa bin Zaid bin Sultan Al Nahyan. That is the president of UAE. And IPIC, you know, that's the International Petroleum Investment Company. And Sheikh Mansour, which was also mentioned, is the chairman of IPIC. Just for background.